Hi, this is Lori Seymour from the Baca Journey. This is today's Turiya meditation session. How often do you consider what's next for you? How often does that arise, that question of, what am I doing and what am I supposed to be doing and what would happen if I looked at my life or did something different in my life? What's next for me? There's always a next until there's not, until life is complete in this domain and you move on. But if you take a deep breath in, you realize that with that deep breath, you are beginning life anew. And it seems that this time is a grand opportunity too for us as human beings on this planet. Sunday was a new moon, of course, depending upon when you're listening to this, but for those of us who are here today, Sunday was a new moon that starts a cycle that extends into the next new moon, which happens at the same time as the solar eclipse on August 21st. And it's a time of great change. It's a time of great personal change and personal opportunity where we are brought into a new vibration. And where we can set our intentions in this time of this present new moon towards what is it that we want? What is it that we long for? What is it that you're looking for in your life? What do you want to create? And in this time period over the next month, between this first new moon and this next new moon, it is a time where the energies are coalescing in order to help forge this new opportunity for you. What that requires from each of us is attention and intention and the willingness to step forward. To step forward with this new energy that is being brought to us. We don't have to know exactly what it is going to look like. And in fact, it's impossible to do that. It's impossible to know exactly what it's going to look like. You probably already have senses of something that feels like it's in motion. You may already have set some things into motion. Be willing to, in a moment, let that all go in the service of a bigger picture. In other words, what you may be creating, what you may be imagining, may be so much smaller than what is available to you. And it's not that the bigness or the smallness is what is important. What is important is that the fullness of who you are in this next period of time is being called into action. It's being called into manifestation. So what that requires is your willingness to release, to let go of whatever is not serving you, whatever old patterns still stand in your way of being who you are. If those are patterns of self-doubt or of fear or of wondering or of looking outside for approval, whatever those old patterns may be, if they are old situations that you carry around and you club yourself with them, or you carry them around simply as, oh, well, this happened to me, so I can't let it go. Know that in this time, you can indeed let it go. Because there's something on the other side of that. And how do you get to the other side unless you're willing to let go of whatever you've been clinging to that doesn't serve you? This is a time indeed of great gifts. Are you willing, ready, and able to receive them? You are able. Are you willing? As you breathe into your heart center, now and in any moment in the day, as you take a really full breath in, letting that breath fill your chest, letting it fill it with light, that's your signal to the universe, to these energies, that you are ready, that you are willing. Because it allows that new frequency of light to become part of you. And then as you step moment to moment through your day, you can keep alive within you that question of, what's next for me? There may be different answers that come at different moments in time. Pay attention to them. Pay attention to them however they come. It might be a picture or a new idea or a thought of someone that you're to reach out to. Take action. Do that which is brought to you. And let yourself continue to receive, receive, receive. And in this time of meditation, we get to receive. So let's all go inside. This is complete. Take a few moments to take a breath, to stretch. If you'd like to stand and stretch, let yourself do that. And we'll have a chance to share with each other, those of us who are here live. And if you're listening in, take a few moments to acknowledge to yourself and appreciate for yourself what this time has been about for you. And we'll see each other next time.